Hi there, Carl Massey here, author of The Guidebook to Happiness, and welcome to week four of the mini happiness course. And I'm so glad you're still here. I'm so glad that you joined me. I'm so grateful for you having bought the book. And I had some great feedback just the other day, and something that really lit me up. And it was someone saying that they learned some things that they could actually pass on to their child. And they were doing some of the activities that they learn out of the book with their child. And that just resonates so much. I'm so excited to hear that, and I'm so grateful to hear that. And that's, you know, what I really want to pass on. A lot of times it's a challenge. By the time we get to our age, my age, I don't know what age you are, I'm 43 years old, but get to this age, it's a little bit more challenging to try and undo some of the bad habits we've picked up over the last few decades. So it really is a powerful thing to pass it on to the children and get them doing little things. For instance, like doing a gratitude exercise every day. How powerful would that be? How powerful would that be for turning that child's mind on to an optimistic state, which is looking for the positive in things? That is learned optimism at its best, thanks to positive psychology and Martin Seligman. He would definitely give the tick off on that one, one of the forefathers of positive psychology. Okay, so into this weekly workout, and this is a powerful one, and the activity I've got for you is a powerful activity as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sort of do this reframe, and this is the theme of this week's weekly workout, is reframing. And I'm going to look at it from two perspectives. So I'm going to talk about two separate techniques, two separate things, and the activity that I've got for you relates to one specifically of those. The deeper one, one that requires a little bit more effort. And remember, the things that require effort are the things that are going to lead us to the greatest change. And it's a powerful activity. I've used it with coaching clients that have had significant challenges. And it's been a way for them to free up their emotions that they've caught up in that event from their past. So I'll talk a little bit more about that, because that's going to be the second topic I talk about. The first one is a basic reframe. And this comes from some of the training in neuro-linguistics programming, NLP. You may have heard of it before. You've probably heard of it before. It gets bandied around quite a bit. So this NLP thing, well, the NLP thing was looking at neuro, so mind, linguistics, the speech, and programming, how it works together, our mind, our speech, to produce patterns or programs or habits or behaviors within us. So what we do in NLP is we can actually change the vision or the picture we have of something. And when we change the picture we have of something, it actually changes the emotion that's attached to that picture. Now, I'll give you an example. If you can think of someone that frustrates you a little bit, annoys you, maybe there's someone you don't like. Maybe there's someone who gets in your face, gives you a hard time, is too much for you. So what we're going to do is this basic NLP technique. So this basic NLP technique suggests that if someone is in your face, someone is bothering you, someone has, when you think about them, you feel some negative emotion, chances are that the picture that you have of them, when you picture them, is a picture that is up close, personal, it's probably in bright colors, sharp contrast, and it's most probably in moving picture as well. So it's not just a still frame, it's actually you see the picture of this person in your face, or you see the picture of that person intimidating you, whatever it is, but they allow you to feel this negative emotion. So what you're going to do is you're going to see that picture there. Well, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to push it away. So you're going to imagine that picture, if it's in your face, now you're going to push it up to the sort of top left corner. It's like as if it's 10 meters away now, or 10 yards, then you're going to turn that moving picture into a still frame. Then you're going to push it a little bit further away. Then you're going to turn that picture from a color picture into a black and white picture. So you've pushed it away, you've turned it into a still frame, you've pushed it a little further, you've turned it into a black and white. Now you can sort of make the picture a little bit more fuzzy, so the contrast is not so bright. So what we're doing here is we're linking the picture that you form in your mind of this person when you think about them, and we're changing it. When you think about this person, bang, imagine the picture of this person when you think about them is someone who's a distance away. You can sort of make them out, but it's not real clear. You can't hear a sound from them. They're just like a picture on the wall. And if they're still bothering, you just push a little bit further away. So this is what happens when we think about this person. Our mind switches on, grabs all the images that we've associated with that, grabs the emotions associated with it, and brings it to the forefront of our mind. Now, if the picture that's associated with that person is a picture at a distance, we start feeling a little bit more relaxed about it. And when we're more relaxed, we're in that better state of mind to make our best decisions, to do our best thinking. We're relaxed, so blood's flowing through, energy's there in our body. So this is a really simple reframe technique, but again, a very powerful one. And again, it's something I've used on myself and also with my clients that I'm coaching. So great activity there. Okay, now we're going to go into the second part of this reframing package, this weekly workout. And I want to dig a little bit deeper, and then I'll talk about the specific activity we've got for this one. So I want to talk about memories. And this is, again, something that I teach my coaches when I'm doing my coach training program. The idea of memories, memories are there, and we've evolved over, thousands, millions of years. The way we work on maintaining our survival is our brain sort of captures images, captures all the stuff, learns as much as it can so it can lead to the survival of us as a race, as a species. So over time we've evolved and we've got very good at remembering things so we don't make the same mistake again. Now that can be a great thing, and it's how we're able to work our way through life and don't have to relearn everything every single time. We've already learned these things. We don't have to relearn how to walk. We don't have to relearn how to talk unless there's something, some damage to our brain. So what we have is these memories. Some of the times the memories you have, particularly if there's negative events or emotionally negative events that have happened in our life, or something traumatic or something negative from our past that's happened, a lot of times the way the mind makes sure we don't make the same mistake again is to hold a picture of that. And the way I describe it with my clients is I say that imagine this traumatic event, you know, and there's a range of, you know, trauma from extremely traumatic to lower traumatic. I strongly recommend if you're dealing with anything that's strongly traumatic that you seek professional advice, absolutely. We're looking at things that aren't quite in the red zone of the trauma scale or the negative event scale. Maybe it's a breakup that you had one time. Maybe it's a job that you lost, or you got fired or something like that, and you've had and held this emotional energy, which is, and I'll talk more about how that drains our energy. So here we are, we have this memory, and this memory that you're storing to make sure you don't make the same mistakes again is like a 1 gigabyte of video recording. It's got sound, it's got everything, it's stereo sound, so it takes out 1 gigabyte of space in your head. Takes up a lot of room. What we want to do is reduce the amount of room that takes up, because essentially what that's doing is it's going, hey, you need to remember this so you don't make the same mistakes again. Now, I'm a strategist, so I'm all about, how about we just sit down and watch the movie? I'll get my clipboard and paper out and my pencil, and I'll write down exactly the lessons that I need to learn out of this. So I watch that 1 gigabyte movie. It goes for an hour and a half, and I take down a page of notes, and I come up with 10 key points. The 10 key points are what I'm hanging on to that memory for, to make sure I don't make these same mistakes again. So if I hang on to the 10 lessons and I write them down on a Word document, and that takes up 30 kilobytes of space, I can actually delete the 1 gigabyte space of memory, the one that's taking up all this space, which is requiring all this energy to maintain. Because that's the idea. What I'm trying to ensure is that I don't make the same mistake again. Now, if I write those down and say, this is what I learned from this lesson, all of these things, this is how I can apply it for future. My future, and this is, we talk about wisdom. We say knowledge plus experience equals wisdom. I gain wisdom by learning these things. I've got the knowledge, I've had the experience, and I've put them together and I've gained wisdom. And with that wisdom, I can make better choices. And with those better choices becomes greater results. So a lot of times, when we release this 1 gigabyte, we decide we don't have to keep playing that on loop recording. We don't have to have it sitting there at the forefront of our mind, which again takes up space in our mind. Our mind has got a limited capacity to focus on numerous things at once. So if we've got that taking up valuable space in that creative part of our mind, it's affecting us from being the best that we can possibly be. So the activity that I've designed for you is actually to look at an activity, event, an experience which you've sort of labeled as a negative event. And that's a, you know, very general loose use of the word. And again, if it's a very traumatic event, I suggest you get professional help, because you don't have to fix this or sort this all out by yourself. So what we do is we write down, what is this event? Then the next thing we do is we look at, okay, what are the lessons from it? What did I learn out of this? And a perfect example from my own life. So the last relationship I was in, and it was the first time I was in a relationship where I started contemplating the idea of this getting married or getting engaged and having a long-time future. So here I am. I'm thinking it's going all right. We're up in the Middle East. I was working in Qatar. I just finished my contract. I was doing security consulting for the Asian Games, decided now it's time to change my life. I'm going to get into this life coaching thing. I'm going to do some training courses in the US. I'm going to take my life in a whole new direction. I want to get into charity work, do some of that. My partner was going to be involved in that. I was going to Australia to do the planning and catch up with my family there. My partner was going to stay in the Middle East until I'd sorted everything out. 2 or 3 weeks into it, get the call from my partner saying it's all over. So I jump on the plane, fly back, confirm, yes, it is all over. Back to Australia again, quite shaken up. What I do is I get out my pen and my piece of paper and I write down everything that I learnt out of that experience, out of that relationship. What was great about it? What were the fantastic experience opportunities, learning moments that I had within that? And I write this down. When I look at all that I learned out of that relationship, all that I got out of that relationship while I was within it, I was able to sit back, even though I was not in this great place, I was very sad. I was able to look at it and say, this was a wonderful life experience. I had all these wonderful things happen through it, and I've got all these great lessons out of it. So as much as I feel sad now, I acknowledge that life has given me a beautiful lesson and a lesson for my growth. And it has allowed me now to move into a relationship at a whole new level, a whole new depth, and understand relationships at the next level. I would have never had that opportunity if I didn't go through that. And this is how we can look back on most things in our life. We can look back on just about everything that's happened in our life, and particularly those things that we think are bad. A lot of times I've led to some great experiences. Back to relationships again, the first relationship I was in broke up, and it was a disastrous breakup. I was in Tasmania in Australia at the time, and I decided I wanted to get way the heck out of Dodge. I wanted to get as far away from this person as possible. So I went to the other side of the planet. Now, that wouldn't have happened because I was a little bit nervous about traveling overseas by myself, but it did happen. Because I felt a huge amount of pain where I am, and that pain motivated me to get my butt on the other side of the planet. That opened up a completely new world, new experience for me. And, you know, I send out praise and gratitude and thanks for that person, that person that helped me find the courage to go overseas. And since then, I've been in contact with this girl, and we've connected and put to rest any issues that we had. So I look back on that and I say, thank you, thank you, thank you for that experience. Again, you know, emotionally just just shockingly bad feelings at the time, you know, contemplating probably the only ever time in my life the idea of, you know, getting out of it all, of, you know, ending it all. The only time I ever considered anything like that because of the emotional rollercoaster and pain I experienced. But going through an exercise like the exercise I'm going to talk to you about, or that I've provided for you, is an opportunity to reframe this negative event into something that's truly positive, that can truly make a difference in your life and can truly take you in a new direction. So I'm really excited about the opportunity that that provides for you, and the opportunity for you to learn, grow, gain wisdom, and therefore better decisions in life, and therefore change the course of your life for better. So I think you're going to enjoy it. So just to wrap up, first I talked about the reframe, and that was, you know, if someone's bugging you or something is bugging you, pushing it away so you see it in a different light. So it's not in your face, it's away. And the second one I talked about was, you know, changing this memory from 1 gigabyte, watching the movie, writing down the key points out of it and storing that so that you can delete that 1 gigabyte. The thing about our past, we cannot change the past. The only thing we can change is our memory of that past, or all the lessons that we learn out of that, the emotions that we associate to it. So anything in life can either be something that drives us backwards or takes us forwards. And I've put a quote in the activity guide, or the activity workout, where I say that Abraham Maslow said we can either step forward into growth or we can step back into safety. And sometimes that stepping back isn't even into safety. That stepping back is actually into a place which is you know, draining to us. So I truly believe there's opportunities for learning and growth. So there you go, the end of workout 4. And as I've said in the activity sheet as well, this is not the end. I am not leaving my role as guide. I've got a special treat for you next week. So you're going to get to see, get to hear some more of Carl Massey next week. So thanks again for joining me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share and impart what I've learned along the way. I really look forward to our continued journey and the results that you get when you go full on with the activity that I've created for you. So wherever you are on this amazing, incredible, fantastic planet of ours, I wish you all the very best, and take care.